last week, the government announced that Ukrainian refugees living in state-provided accommodation will begin having their placements withdrawn from August. The government is to start returning the properties housing 16,000 people nationally to the tourism and private rental markets. And the government has said that this will be done on a phase basis over a six-month period. People will be afforded a minimum of 3 months' notice of this change. And the government also agreed to wind down the €600 accommodation recognition payment scheme, the ARP scheme, in the last four months of this year, and to end it next March. And this was to provide accommodation for Ukrainian refugees who, of course, fled to Ireland and to other countries following Russia's full-scale invasion of their country back in February 2022. We're joined on the line by Fianna Fáil councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald. Now, this is an initiative of Councillor Fitzgerald announced by very much being driven by a party colleague of yours, Fianna Fáil Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan. However, you have some concerns.
Yeah, good morning, Tressa, to you and to everyone listening in Radio Kerry. I suppose, you know, when this first came about, temporary provision at hotels, etc., the country embraced it and really supported Ukrainian people fleeing war-torn a country, their own Ukraine, from February 2022, just after COVID. And, you know, when put that in the record, that we really embraced it and gave huge support. I suppose it was Ireland's way of contributing to the crisis, given that we're a neutral country, and it was a strong way. We've really punched well above our weight in terms of a nation, some 110,000 people housed over the last number of years. And, you know, as time has gone on, it has come into the bidding that we are facing a longer, drawn-out war. And we must put into the frame as well that hotels were just coming out of COVID, just about coming out of COVID at that stage. So, you know, they readily took it on, and it's been a very largely a positive experience for everyone involved. Ukrainian people have immersed themselves into society, and I would know that as a teacher. They've involved themselves greatly in schools and integrated very, very well, involved themselves in employment of all shapes and sizes throughout Ireland. And I suppose naturally, and I do accept that it's natural that the temporary provision at hotels in particular, you know, was never going to be a long-term solution to this, was never going to be a long-term project. So here we are some 4 years later, and we are, you know, in the process of about to, over a six-month period beginning in August, to wind it down. I think there is, you know, some welcome to that. There's also a little bit of fear from people as to, you know, what is going to happen to Ukrainian people in these hotels? How are they going to be accommodated? We're already in a housing crisis, as we already know, and a homeless crisis, which is dreadful in this county and country. And we need to be careful about how we go about this. We're dealing with people that have been frightened out of the wits of their lives once, and we don't want this to happen again, Tressa.
What are your concerns? And we should say to the government, this process, this winding up or withdrawing tourist and commercial accommodation, currently housing up to 16,000 people from Ukraine, and within Kerry, that's around 2,500 who are in state-provided accommodation. The total amount of Ukrainians in Kerry at the moment is around the 6,000 mark. So the government is... They're giving plenty of notice to withdraw tourism and commercial accommodation, state-supported accommodation for those 16,000 Ukrainians across the country. So one would argue that's giving people plenty of time. Furthermore, yeah, this is not going to impact people who are highly vulnerable and those with barriers to independence. So it's not going to impact, for example, the very, very elderly or people with additional needs. The government would say... This has been going, the war in Ukraine is now in its fifth year. No one would envisage that the supports would have to be in place for so long. And that inevitably, as you pointed out there would have to be a winding down. What concerns, therefore, do you have?
Yeah, my concerns and some of the concerns I'm hearing from people about Ireland is that we don't want to be seen as completely withdrawing our support for Ukrainians fleeing a war. We don't want to see people, you know, where a hotel would come to an end of its term of housing Ukrainians, that some people would have nowhere to go. And let's be fair about it too, Trasa. Ukrainian people have been moving out of hotels and temporary accommodation into their own accommodation through finding work, etc. A lot of Ukrainian people fleeing Ukraine at the moment because of the war would be taking up accommodation with friends, relatives already in Ireland and working through it that way, and may not be taking up the temporary provision at all in the first place. And that is all to the good. But there could be, and I'm just highlighting it and flagging it with the government, there could be and may be some people vulnerable who may find themselves, you know, in a situation where a hotel is about to move out or move away from the scheme, which is all to the good in the general round of it, but they themselves may fall through the crack. We wouldn't want to see anybody falling through the cracks and finding themselves, you know, on a list of a burgeoning homeless list in Kerry or whatever local authority in the country. So I'm highlighting that and saying, okay, this needs a very, very close watching brief, a very, very strong monitoring inbuilt system into the withdrawal from hotels, etc., by which we can say, yes, we are working extremely hard. We're really tuning into where people are going when they leave hotels, and are they safe, and are they with people they know, and are they, you know, being taken care of. Another concern would be that people, you know, in hotels such as in Kerry would have spent 4 and 5 years, some of them at this stage. They would be very much bedded into the local area and community, be it in school, as I would know readily, be it in employment. And if they find themselves in a situation where accommodation has to be gotten further away, then they are uprooting those four-year-old ties to a community, and that's heartbreaking for them and for the community itself. We all know there have been tensions around migration into the country, but nobody would want to see anyone going through and uprooting for a second time in a short period of time, over a period of 3, 4, 5 years. No Kerry person, no Irish person would want to see that happen. And I think the way through that is by looking for and building in a sharply attuned system, literally person by person, moving from a hotel to see are they being taken care of, and that the thing would be properly signed off. Each individual case, each family case would be signed off and monitored, rather than seeing somebody falling through the cracks, finding themselves, as I said earlier, onto a homeless list, which is already burgeoning, unfortunately, in the country, and you know, finding themselves in a very distressing situation that nobody wants.
And Fiona Fitzgerald, though, your view, it would appear to be the minority view, because just this weekend, a new Sunday Independent Ireland Thinks poll shows that 79% of people believe the government is right to start winding down these supports. There's widespread support for these measures by Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan. What's your response to that? And finally, if you could also answer this question, have you conveyed your concerns to Jim O'Callaghan? Because what you're saying sounds to me, it echoes a recent editorial by the Irish Times, which says that the government should proceed with genuine caution here, with transparent monitoring of outcomes and regular engagement with Ukrainian community representatives to ensure that what is presented as a managed transition does not become an abandonment.
Yeah, I think it's to clarify, I'm not against the winding down of the provision in hotels, etc. And I really do get that the tourism industry needs to move on and needs to strengthen itself. We are in very turbulent times for a number of other reasons worldwide as to why our tourism industry might be under threat, put it that way, and it needs all the support it can get. And that's our economy, that's our jobs, that's our summer jobs, part-time jobs, full-time chef, cook, servant, waiter, all of that. And I get all that, and I support all that, and I support the withdrawal of the service from hotels. But what I am saying is that we need to monitor closely, very, very closely, how each individual moving from along to what has been a long-term stretch in a hotel, where they go to and how they're being taken care of. And have I been in contact with Jim O'Callaghan? In the process of gathering all of that information and listening to people, and we'll be putting it to the minister in the coming days.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. We've been speaking to Fianna Fáil councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald.